KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have mostly clear skies. It's 25 degrees. We're looking for partly cloudy skies today, windy and warmer at the high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. A child passenger in a car was injured Tuesday morning in Red Oak during a collision at the intersection of North 4th and East Maple Streets. Red Oak police say the 9-year-old girl suffered from suspected minor injuries during the crash. It happened just before 7 a.m. She was transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital. An investigation determined 20-year-old Ashley Young of Red Oak was driving a 2001 Jeep Grand Cherokee northbound on North 4th Street. And 30-year-old Cassandra McVeigh of Red Oak was driving a 2005 Chevy Malibu eastbound on East Maple when McVeigh failed to yield at the yield sign and to Young's vehicle. Young's Jeep struck McVeigh's Malibu in the right rear quarter panel. Police issued McVeigh a warning for failure to obey a yield sign. Both vehicles were declared a total loss. Road conditions played a role in a rollover accident Thursday evening just north of Adair. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office Tuesday said 51-year-old Christina Sherman of Adair was driving a 1995 Jeep Grand Cherokee east on White Pole Road at around 7:15 p.m. when the vehicle went out of control, entered the south ditch, and rolled onto its top. Sherman was wearing her seatbelt and was not injured. She was cited, though, for two counts of driving while license suspended. Her SUV was totaled. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a pair of recent arrests. Authorities said Tuesday that on Friday at around 8:35 p.m., Adams County deputies arrested 32-year-old Sean Crouch of Corning and charged him with criminal mischief in the fourth degree. The charge stems from an investigation into an incident January 13th when his neighbor's car window and bedroom window was shot out with a BB gun. Crouch was taken to the Adams County Jail and booked in. And this past Saturday morning at around 2:15, deputies arrested 36-year-old Kimberly Bloom of Corning on charges of possession of a controlled substance and possession of paraphernalia. She was booked into the Adams County Jail. Creston police on Monday arrested a man wanted on a Union County warrant for failure to serve his sentence on an original charge of possession of marijuana first offense. 40-year-old Justin Robertson of Creston was taken into custody at his residence and booked into the Montgomery County Jail where he was being held until his court-ordered time is served. In other news, it's back to the drawing board for the Audubon School Board when it comes to the district's building project, which came in $4 million over budget. Superintendent Eric Traeger said they started the project with a feasibility study in the fall of 2019. The price tag at that time was $7.5 million, but the bids ended up coming in at $11.5 million, or 53% higher than the original estimate.
You know, that creates a long list of issues that need to be addressed. We had four prime contracts, and we only had six bidders. And what that tells us is that we had, not a lot of interest in the project, and we think that is a result of the timelines that we put with the project. In other words, a lot of contractors felt like that we had too large a scope of work for the period of time that we were giving them to get it done. So, you know, that tells us we need to go back and look at our design, look at our phasing, and then go back and rebid the project.
Mr. Traeger says it will unfortunately result in a delay of work and the construction will need to take place during the school year, some of it anyway. The idea, he said, is to still get the project done, and to get it done right is the main thing. Traeger said the board was shocked and disappointed in the way that things have turned out to date.
We hired professionals to help us walk through this process because, I don't have a lot of training in how long it takes to renovate a 120,000 square foot building. So we hired people to help us with that. And unfortunately we got information that wasn't great information. And we, made a lot of decisions predicated on that information. And so, this is the situation we find ourselves in.
He says it's too late to play the blame game. We just need to figure out how do we move forward.
But this is not a situation anybody wants to be in. It's not been super pleasant for those people that we're working with either. I mean, we've made our issues very clear with them, our disappointment very clear with them, and they're working hard to try to get us back on track. We're kind of back to the drawing board, looking at our design again and looking at our timetables again, and the goal of next time we bid, we have a lot better result than we did this time. We have a lot more players come to the table and get us some good competitive bids.
In other business, the Audubon School Board Monday approved trading in three old Dodge minivans for three new locally purchased Chevy Traverses with the same passenger capacity, and they approved a renewed sharing agreement with the Coon Rapids Bayard School District. Those positions include superintendent, human resources and transportation directors, elementary counselor, and social worker. The Audubon School Board also approved the resignation effective at the end of the school year of special education teacher Tyler Tassel. And finally in the news, the Griswold School Board Monday night voted to require remote learners to return to on-site or in-person learning on or before February 15th, with some exceptions. Superintendent Dave Henricks.
The exception to the rule is that if any student or any members of that student household has a vulnerable health condition, with the doctor's note, they can continue to remain in remote learning. This will not totally eliminate by any means all the remote learners, because students who have recently tested positive or are required to quarantine, that they're going to have to stay home during that quarantine period. They'll be flipped to remote learning, but once their quarantine's expired, then they'll return back. This really just deals with the full-time, everyday remote learners.
In other business, the Griswold School Board Monday held a public hearing during which there were no comments, and they ended up approving the 2021-22 school calendar. Dave Henricks says essentially it mirrors the current calendar with a few exceptions.
Which would include some things like we start as soon as we're allowed the first Monday that we're allowed to by state rule. We'll continue with our Wednesday early out. For the most part, spring break, Christmas break's the same length. We actually have about 13 extra days in the calendar in terms of when you count hours. And because of that, like we've done for the last several years, we are not requiring students to make up the first three snow days if we have those. Staff will have to, but kids don't. And then any snow days after that will be added to the end of the calendar.
That is a check of our news this morning on KJAN, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.